Thank you and good morning. The Office of National Drug Policy has designated Humboldt County as a high-intensity drug trafficking area, according to a statement by Congressman Jared Huffman. Huffman sent a letter to the director of the ONDCP to request that the county receive the designation. It will allow Humboldt County to receive federal money to assist in drug control efforts and marijuana enforcement. Huffman said in a statement, and I quote, "The situation in Humboldt County is critical, and this designation will bring federal resources and expertise to the table to help safeguard the safety and welfare of Humboldt County residents," end quote. The Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District wants water users in the seven cities the district provides water to conserve water usage on Wednesday while work crews replace two 50-year-old valves. The work is expected to take between 14 to 16 hours to complete. The valves, which are original equipment installed decades ago, need replacing after one valve failed and the second is not operating properly. Reservoirs are expected to be full before the work begins and should maintain water usage during the work period, but users are encouraged to conserve. If you have any questions, contact your water service provider. Speaking of water service and fraud, a Mendocino County woman was arrested last week after defrauding a Mendocino Coast Waterworks customer out of $2,700. The suspect, 33-year-old Amica Wetzler, contacted the victim at the Waterworks offices and falsely represented herself as an employee and accepted the money and then gave the man a false receipt. When an actual employee contacted the customer about the outstanding bill the next day, he said he had already paid and had a receipt for that payment. The resulting investigation led police to Wetzler, who was arrested and booked on fraud charges, and the majority of the money was recovered. Be prepared for traffic delays on Highway 101 near West Haven today and through the week. Caltrans crews will be performing earthquake retrofit repairs on the 6th Avenue overcrossing bridge that goes over Highway 101, and a temporary guardrail will be built. Traffic will be reduced to one lane in each direction of travel while the work continues. Use caution when driving through the area. The sheriff's office is still searching for a missing 16-year-old girl, Eureka resident Katie Helberg. Helberg's mother last saw her at home during the morning of November 9th. She is described as a white female, 5'4", 130 pounds, with blue eyes and long blonde straight hair. She wears braces with purple and green rubber bands and was last seen wearing blue jeans, a black T-shirt, and tennis shoes. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And some good news from Friday, 13-year-old Michael James Gabriel, who was reported missing, returned to his home in Hoopa. Hoopa Tribal Police received a call from Gabriel's mother, who reported that he was home. An officer responded to their residence and met with Gabriel and the parents. Gabriel had voluntarily left home and is in good health. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Supporting children to develop good number sense is critical for later success. The Decade of Difference Early Literacy Math Program is a one-to-one tutoring program to promote numeracy in first and second grade students. Tutors are trained in specific activities and games that utilize a variety of manipulatives and strategies designed to help each student become more engaged, confident, and successful in mathematics. For information on how you can help, please contact 441-4552. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Last Wednesday, a bomb exploded outside of the district attorney's building in Medford, Oregon. That blast was heard more than a mile away, although no one was injured during the explosion, which blew out windows in the DA's building and surrounding structures. Courthouse security for personnel in law enforcement is always a concern, according to Undersheriff Bill Hansel, who also served in the county DA's office as an investigator.
And when an attorney or even a judge or anyone in the courthouse is given a threat based upon the job they're doing, it does rattle cages, it does rattle nerves, and the family members, you know, are concerned about potential threats at home, within the community, of potential people that are put away by this justice system.
Hansel also pointed out that while threats to law enforcement personnel, including DAs and judges, do happen, they are rare.
We do get anonymous letters. We do get angry phone calls that are directed to both the sheriff's office and the DA's office that make idle threats. Nothing's too specific, but we've had threats over the years. When I worked in the DA's office, we had threats against Paul Gallegos and some of our attorneys, and we do treat them seriously, and we do follow up on them.
The security screening points at both entrances to the courthouse in Eureka are designed to ensure the safety of everyone who works in the building, and threats made to personnel are a top investigative priority. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.